Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today's reading shall be from Exodus chapters 13 through 15. We begin in brief prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin in Exodus chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, that is, every one that first openeth the womb among the children of Israel, as well of man as of beast, for it is mine. Then Moses said unto the people, Remember this day, in the which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by a mighty hand the Lord brought you out from thence. Therefore no leavened bread shall be eaten. This day come ye out in the month of Abib. Now when the Lord hath brought thee into the land of the Canaanites, and Hittites, and Amorites, and Hivites, and Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers that he would give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, then thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, and the seventh day shall be the feast of the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, nor yet leaven be seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in ye day, saying, This is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a remembrance between thine eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in thy mouth, for by a strong hand the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Keep therefore this ordinance in his season, appointed from year to year. And when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, then you shalt set apart unto the Lord all that first openeth the womb, also everything that first doth open the womb, and cometh forth of thy beast, the males shall be the Lord's. But every first soul of an ass, or every first foal of an ass, you shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. Likewise, all the firstborn of man among thy sons shalt thou buy out. And when thy son shall ask thee tomorrow, saying, What is this? Thou shalt then say unto him, With a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For when Pharaoh was hard-hearted against our departing, the Lord then slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of man even to the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice unto ye, Lord, all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. And it shall be as a token upon thine hand, and as frontlets between thine eyes, that the Lord brought us out of Egypt by a mighty hand. Now when Pharaoh had let the people go, God carried them not by the way of the Philistines' country, though it were nearer, for God said, Lest ye people repent when they see war and turn again to Egypt. But God made the people to go about by ye way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the children of Israel swear, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall take my bones away hence with you. So they took their journey from Succoth, and camped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go both by day and by night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they return and camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and Yesi, over against Baal Zephon. About it shall ye camp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are tangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after you. So will I get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host. The Egyptians also shall know that I am the Lord, and they did so. Then it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, Why have we this done, and have let Israel go out of our service? And he made ready his chariots, and took his people with him, and took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains out of over every one of them. For the Lord had hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he followed after the children of Israel. But the children of Israel went out with an high hand, and the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his host overtook them, camping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, and the children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, wherefore the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Hast thou brought us to die into the wilderness, because there were no graves in Egypt? Wherefore hast thou served us thus, to carry us out of Egypt? Did not we tell thee this thing in Egypt, saying, Let us be in rest, that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Then Moses said to the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and behold the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen this day, ye shall never see them again. The Lord shall fight for you, therefore you hold you your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand upon the sea, and divide it, and let the children of Israel go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, that they may follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the host of Israel, removed and went behind them. Also the pillar of the cloud went from before them, and stood behind them, and came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. It was both a cloud and darkness, yet gave it light by night, so that all the night long the one came not at the other. And Moses stretched forth his hand upon the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to run back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, for the waters were divided. Then the children of Israel went through the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left hand. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now in the morning watch, when the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians out of the fiery and cloudy pillar, he struck the host of the Egyptians with feet. For he took of their chariot wheels, and they drave them with much ado, so that the Egyptians, every one, said, I will flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, Stretch thine hand upon the sea, that the waters may return upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. Then Moses stretched forth his hand upon the sea, and the sea returned to his force early in the morning. And the Egyptians fled against it, but the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So the water returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land through the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus ye Lord saved Israel the same day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw ye Egyptians dead upon ye sea bank. And Israel saw ye mighty power which the Lord showed upon the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed ye Lord and his servant Moses. Exodus chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and said in this manner, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. Ye horse and him that rode upon him hath he overthrown in the sea. The Lord is my strength and praise, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a tabernacle. He is my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. His name is Jehovah. Pharaoh's chariots and his horse and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, Lord, is glorious in power. Thy right hand, Lord, hath bruised the enemy. And in thy great glory thou hast overthrown them that rose against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as the stubble. And by ye blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered. The floods stood still as an heap. The depths congealed together in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. Mine hand shall destroy them. Thou blowest with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, so glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, showing wonders? Thou stretched it out by thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou wilt by thy mercy carry this people, which thou deliveredst. Thou wilt bring them in thy strength unto thine holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall come upon the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed, and trembling shall come upon the great men of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall wax faint-hearted. Fear and dread shall fall upon them, because of the greatness of thine arm. They shall be still as a stone, till thy people pass, O Lord, till this people pass which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountains of thine inheritance, which is the place that thou hast prepared, O Lord, for to dwell in, even the sanctuary, O Lord, which thine hands shall establish. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For Pharaoh's horses went with his chariots and horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women came out after her with timbrels and dances. And Miriam answered the men, Sing ye unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he overthrown in the sea. Then Moses brought Israel from their Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no waters. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore ye name of the place was called Marah. Then the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and ye Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into ye waters, the waters were sweet. There he made them an ordinance and a law, and there he proved them, and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken, O Israel, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear unto his commandments, and keep all his ordinances, then will I put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by ye waters. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. This has been Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. And I again have read this out of my Geneva Bible, 1560 edition, as you see here. Again, this has been Richard August, Autistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. Please join me tomorrow for further reading in the book of Exodus.